neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
One should ask himself what exactly took place on the fourth day of Rosh Hashanah. What we exactly do? What happened on Rosh Hashanah? What was the purpose of Rosh Hashanah? What do we do? Yom HaDin, very nice. So now, the question that is brought, so it's better to have Rosh Hashanah first or Yom HaKippurim? Which one should be first? So Rosh Hashanah concept is the Day of Judgment. And it's obvious, I'm sorry?
Physical.
Well, it's judgment in general. So now, if Yom HaKippurim would be placed in the beginning, will be benefited, no? Because it's better to be tahor before you go to the court. So now you went to the court, now you have to become tahor.
No, but in Rosh Hashanah, you make Hashem the king, the melech, you accept his kingdom, it's easier to, when you come to Yom Kippur.
Ah, very nice, beautiful. So now, if we went to the court, so why we need to go through the process of things of repentance? If the court is concluded, the verdict has been made, so why we have this extension? We're appealing. So now Gemara brings that the majority, there's still their status up in the air, because the tzaddikim and those that they were not tzaddik, it's already notarized, it's finalized. But what is called the middle path? Yes. So now that means the decision has been made as we wish for one another before Rosh Hashanah, Ketivatova, and then we have Hatimatova, and then we have Gemar Hatimatova. So first is Ketiva, this is Rosh Hashanah. Then Kippur, we have a notarization, and then Hoshana Rabbah will be sealed. So now we're going through the process of Hatima. So now, so if we had Yom HaKippurim, so we'd be in a better state for Rosh Hashanah. So now we have Rosh Hashanah first, and then we have to go through the process of Yom HaKippurim. So the answer was, what was the answer? Why are we doing other way around? I thought you answered already.
You cannot appeal if you don't do the first session. You have first to go.
No, but when you become...
First we accept the Malchut Shamayim, and then we will be ready to go to the...
I know, but when you go to the judge with the clean clothing instead of pyjama, so then he has a better consideration about you. So now, so if we would go through the Yom HaKippurim, you will have our tuxedo on. So then you will go to the court, and then you'll be Rusafit. But here, you're going with pyjama, and then you're going to go through the Yom HaKippurim. So that wouldn't make sense.
First, you have to accept it on yourself to wear the tuxedo and then the court. You cannot.
So that means Yom HaKippurim, without the process of Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't consider as Yom HaKippurim. What does it mean?
You have to admit to your wrongdoing and accept it on yourself, and then you go to Yom HaKippurim.
Now, so that means the contingency, the condition, the one could claim I'm Tahor, he has to understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Good? Yeah, that's what the Arab Gaon, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant Zatzal brings. He says that there is a state of mind and there's a state of heart. So what is this state is all about? State of mind means you know things, but doesn't mean that you are it.
Or maybe you decide, you know.
When you mean that you have the information, but your heart either rejects it, but it's not ready for it. Like, let's say, maybe people know how the car works, but they're not mechanic. To be a mechanic, that means you have to download this information to your heart that to be a mechanic is a good career. So then you open up a shop and fix the cars. So now to know things, it doesn't mean that you have that quality. You just know it. So now, when the shofar was blown, well, how did we feel? How did you feel?
Shake.
Shake. So that means shaking is one of the conditions to become tahor. Make sense? See, the whole message here, Allah explains very beautifully. He says that, as the Torah also says, "Bayom asayi chaper alechem b'fnei Hashem titaru." So this is day of kapara and tahara, purity. So now that means, in general, Yehudi should understand, just like everything else, that we practice, that we have stop. They call it la'atzor. We have one stop, it's called Pesach. We have one stop, that is called Sukkot. We have one stop, that is Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? Let's say you're offered very, very, very beautiful, late model, expensive car. It's not that expensive, like let's say $250,000. So now this car has a little problem. It doesn't have brakes. They forgot to put a system brakes in there. How much this car cost? Values? Huh? Less than penny. Why? Because if a car, it cannot put a brake in it anymore. They forgot the system. Therefore, the system, it doesn't work. Just a mashal to understand. So that means if the car, even though that could value so much money, but doesn't have a brake, it isn't worth anything. You can, use it as a storage, put the stuff in there. But it doesn't worth anything. So the same way these stops is teaching us, Yehudi, even though might be qualified or have the potential, but he doesn't have a brake, does not worth anything. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is not once a year. Rosh Hashanah means it's a daily minute of the life. So that means to gain purity and to be tahor and gain kapara, that means you have to have the concept of Rosh Hashanah first. You have to accept it. It has to be part of you. And then you'll be able to gain kapara. It's not like the Kippur comes first, you get tahor, and then you go to the court. It doesn't work that way. Because Rosh Hashanah, the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah, to accept the kingdom of Hashem, to accept the concept of the shofar, without it, it can never be tahor. So that means, many times in life, let's say you arrive at the bus station. Good? Yes? So expect you go home and be home at 8 o'clock. Good? So now you see a sign that the bus is late. Or somebody tells you, bus is going to come late. So how do you feel? What are you going to do? What do you say?
You wait.
Bachalomot. You say, what kind of this is? What kind of company is this? Where is the bus? You make it balagan. You see, people sometimes they go to bank, to make a deposit. So, amen. They say, only one teller is open. One teller is open. And you see, long line. So, what do you say? Start screaming. Why? You cannot accept Rosh Hashanah. You cannot accept the deen. What kind of system is this? Where is the manager?
Before you wait to let the Israel.
So that means Rosh Hashanah is not once a year. That means every minute of your life you have Rosh Hashanah. It's a malchut. Something is late, something is early. There's a change of schedule. Something is cold, something is hot, something is high. So now, if you're not able to accept the malchut of Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no tahara. You understand the concept? It's such a beautiful concept that people think, the Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. No, every day is Rosh Hashanah. And Kippur never comes before Rosh Hashanah. You should not accept, you become tahor, and then I'm okay, then you go to Rosh Hashanah. There's no such a thing. Never happens. The only way that you can tell somebody is tahor or not is how happy it is.
If he's standing on his feet, he's tahor. Otherwise, we'd be not here.
The only way you can tell somebody is tahor or not, it depends how he copes with the different circumstances. Tum'ah means atzvut. Tum'ah means to be unhappy. The only way that you can test yourself, I'm tahor or not, there are many, many ways. But the real tester here is how happy you are. If you're happy, that means your neshama is tahor. But if chas v'shalom, everything bothers you, you're sensitive about every little thing, that means you need to work on yourself. That's the only way you can find out if tahor or not. Hashem yizakenu, tevi sameach v'tublep, v'tahor.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.